This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the Blueberry Convo by Design Studio in Columbus, Ohio. The lead stories are SpaceX is going to blow up a rocket on Saturday, and it's going to be a great show. Alphabet becomes the $4 trillion company. How about this one? Artificial intelligence will train your dog. Apple may have to abandon the Lightning connector. I want to welcome you to episode 1418 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, January 16th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You, yes, you, can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider by becoming a Geek News Central insider. We are live today only on Facebook via StreamYard because I am in Columbus still. Be back in Honolulu. Be back in Michigan tomorrow night, and then we will have a new media show Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern. I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. We're seeing some uptick in audience members, and that's always exciting. So if you're brand new to the show, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. When you're on the website, subscribe to the show. It's real easy. Right on the right-hand column of the website, you'll see the ability to subscribe via Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, subscribe on Android, the email, TuneIn, Spotify, really just any place you listen to audio today, even on, yes, I hate to say it, iHeart, you can listen to the show. So definitely check out the show wherever you may listen to content. Get subscribed, even on Pandora. GeekNewsCentral.com is a place to go to find all the great content that my writers produce. And you'll want to get signed up for the listener newsletter as well when you're on the website. That's a newsletter I send immediately following the show that contains all the show notes I'm going to talk about today. It's a one-way email. You're not going to get blasted with a bunch of spam, so sign up for that. But more importantly, you can listen to the show on Blueberry.com, or you can listen on your smart home device by using the action word to activate that device and say, play the podcast Geek News Central. You can join our chat rooms, and it is plural, at geeknews.chat on the Mastodon server. You can join us on Slack by sending me an email. I'll give you that email address in a second. Or now on Discord. If you want to join our Slack channel or send a comment to the show, you got to do email me directly, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or, of course, on Twitter @geeknews. Pretty simple, huh? Got a theme going here, don't we? Of course, you follow me on Facebook, and, of course, I want to encourage you to check out the partner shows. These are all linked at Geek News Central. And, of course, the GNC Week in Review by Kirk Corliss, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my team, the new media show with myself, Mr. Rob Greenlee, and the now pod-faded podcast legend show. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And most importantly, this show is sponsored in part by our good friends at GoDaddy.com, the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast. Yes, indeed, and you make it possible for them to continue to support this show. All you got to do to save money, lots of money, and get online and do some cool things like podcasting, blogging, doing some online sales, whatever it may be, is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Get a .com for $4.99, or here's the deal. $1 a month economy hosting for the first year gets you a free domain name, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year also gets you a free domain. So that's the best way to score a free domain is sign up for a GoDaddy hosting account using one of my very popular promo codes. That's the way to get connected. Of course, we got a 30% off code as well. That bad boy saves me lots of cash. So definitely use that 30% off code when you can't use a code otherwise. And of course, for those of you that have businesses, GoDaddy Website Builder is the way to go. This is the easiest way to build a website if you have no clue on how to build a website. They step you through process by process. It is absolutely, unequivocally one of the best products for building a website online today. Again, your support of using my promo codes for one and above services or use the promo code helps me stay online, keep the bills paid, keep the air conditioner and heater running when necessary. Yes, the heater at this time of year, the natural gas, insurance paid and all that. So, and the bloggers, all the team bloggers here, their salaries come out of the sponsorship money. And of course, your contributions, but GoDaddy picks up the majority of that. And we need your help to continue to support this show by taking and picking up GoDaddy products or services, or very simply, cross-promoting with your friends, family members, people that you know, link to those codes, and help me keep GoDaddy a very, very happy sponsor. Okay, so here's what's happened this week. I've been head down, crushed with a capital C-R-U-S-H-E-D, crushed. I was filling my timesheet out. Yes, even CEOs of companies have to fill out timesheets. 11, 11, 12, 11. That's what this week has been. And I'm going to blast out of here tomorrow about 1 and head for Michigan because ICE is coming. And I'm committed. I can't leave before 1 or I would. I've got meetings and people to take care of all the way up until that time. And then I'm going to escape and head north and probably drive right into ICE. So we'll see how it goes and keep our fingers crossed. I hope the weather people are a little bit wrong tomorrow, but I don't think so. The warnings are there and we'll see. But anyway, I got snow tires on, and if it gets too bad, I'll find a hotel or hopefully not a ditch. So anyway, headed back to Michigan tomorrow. I asked my mom to turn the heat on in the loft, and she said, already did. So looking forward to being back and be back in Michigan just a week. And then I'll be back down here in Columbus and then starts a marathon run through about the middle of March on different events. And it's rocking. So I got lots to share with you tonight. Kirk dug out, man, he dialed a pile of stuff out. And some of it's just, you know, we'll get through quick, but let me go ahead and get into the meat of it. If you're watching on Facebook, say hello. Say hello, hello. And Thomas, hello. Mom, hello. And everyone else is jumping in. Make sure you check in and say hi. So SpaceX will destroy one of its rockets in pursuit of safety this week. And this is a mandatory NASA test before they put real people in their space capsule. And they are going to shoot to the moon. No, I'm just kidding. They have to do a basically a destructive test. They got to blow up a rocket and then abort the flight with the onboard escape system. So this is known as the in-flight abort test. It's going to be spectacular. If you're down in Florida, the normal area where you can kind of go watch, they've got that closed off because they're worried about debris because they're going to blow this thing up 90 seconds into flight. And it's going to be very, very exciting to watch. I hope that I'll be available to see this. They didn't publicize the time of when they're going to do this. Maybe it's on the SpaceX website, but it is definitely not on the verge. So, but early Saturday is when this is going to happen. Alphabet, the company behind Google, $4 trillion. So Alphabet has earned a market capitalization of $4 trillion, according to CNBC. Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon have all hit $1 trillion. They're the fourth company to hit $1 trillion. So Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon have all hit $1 trillion in that respective order. And analysts predict the next trillion-dollar company will be Facebook, maybe even followed. Well, I'm not surprised, right? Are we surprised? Now, you think about the companies that spy on us the most, Amazon and Facebook and Google. Those are the ones that spy on us the most, and they have reached $1 trillion in market capitalization. Doesn't that make you go, huh? Huh? Doesn't make you go, huh? Just a little bit? Well, I don't spy on podcast listeners. Blueberry doesn't do that. We don't allow attribution data to be shared. So I guess if it is that what it takes to get to a trillion? I know it's more than that, but I'm not sinking to that level. But anyway, $1 trillion valuation. Congratulations to them. I wonder if their CEO gets like some sort of big dollar amount bonus for hitting that market cap. So anyway, exciting for them. All right, do you have a dog? Have you trained your dog? Well, a new AI, yes, quote unquote, AI dog trainer uses computer vision and a treat launcher. The first goal is to deal with separation anxiety in a trial with San Francisco SPCA. You know, dogs are very loyal. They're the greatest pets in the world. And yes, they get separation anxiety, but there's a lot you can do to calm them down and train your dog to be alone and don't be so dependent upon you. But this new piece of gear called the Companion Pro Trainer looks like a Soviet-era space heater, but contains image sensors, a Google Edge TPU AI processor, wireless connectivity, lights, a speaker, and a proprietary treat launcher that delivers all important training rewards. So this basically tells the dog to sit. Once he sits down, has the head in the right position, and obeys, it's given a treat. Now, I don't know how this treats anxiety in a dog. I wonder if that's just their sellable market. But anyway, Companion Pro is available for pre-order for mid-2020 delivery. Like many new tech products, it's offered as a service for $4.99 and $2.49. What? Whoa! Wait till you hear this price. Whoa! I thought this was the cost. Okay. You love your dog? Is it worth $499 a month or $249 as a tier? Apparently, this is designed for a business, not for you. I don't understand. Holy cow. I guess it's for people, for businesses that are going to train dogs. This is not going to teach separation anxiety. It's going to teach your dog how to sit. Okay. We will leave that one right there. Apple may have to abandon its Lightning connector cable. Well, why? Why do they have to do that? Well, the European Union has been working for a long time. Yes, the big EU, that monolith, that is this new draconian government in the European Union that the British are smartly leaving, in my opinion. They've urged the European Parliament has urged the European Commission to force tech giants to adopt the single universal charging method. This has been in progress for like 13 years. So they would enforce all device manufacturers in Europe to have the same charging method, more than likely USB-C. They say that there's a lot of waste, a lot of cables going in the trash and chargers because people change phones and you have to buy different charging equipment. So what say you? Do you think this is smart? Do you think this should be allowed? Well, we've learned already the EU does pretty much what they want to do. And because they have such a wide swath of member states and I know we have a lot of European listeners that love the EU, but boy, oh boy, they sure can cause a lot of pain for the draconian measures that they put together. It's been announced at Cloudflare, and I like Cloudflare as a company. Cloudflare has offered free web protection for political campaigns. It's working through a nonprofit approved by the Federal Election Commission. So we know that political campaigns are prime targets of, oh yes, the Russians, right? But most of them don't have the kind of cybersecurity protection they need. To fix this problem, Cloudflare announced Wednesday will offer free web protection for candidates of any party that meet certain thresholds. The company counts 9 presidential clients as candidates, but Cloudflare for Campaigns service also focuses on smaller campaigns that are unlikely to use valuable resources in cybersecurity. House candidates with donation receipts of at least $50,000 and Senate candidates with a minimum of 100,000 donations are eligible for the free. What happened to these ones that don't make any money? Why do we give it to the rich? Why don't we give it to the poor candidates that aren't having a good time raising money? Oh my gosh, we want to make sure you're able to compete. And if you're an elite, if you're gaining a lot of donation dollars, we will help you. We'll give you free service. But if you've only raised 10 bucks, you know what? Go pack sand. All right, so this article is from Engadget. And Nancy Pelosi out in California says Facebook doesn't care about the truth. She criticized the company for misleading the American people. You know, I said in the last show that if politicians' lips are moving, they're lying, right? So why are we going to criticize Facebook when all politicians, they do is just move their lips and largely tell lies? Anyway, she had harsh criticism for them, said Facebook doesn't care. Even if they know it's not true, they will print it. Facebook doesn't print anything. It's digital. There is no print. There's no newspaper. So anyway, next target, please. Okay, Apple's next iPhone Pros could have cameras that scan 3D object. Why do I want a phone that will scan a 3D object? Now, there's plenty of rumors about the next iPhone adding a time-of-flight sensor for better depth recording. On Thursday, they say that this thing is going to do 3D image capture. It's going to have a refreshed version of Face ID for facial recognition, as well as supporting the higher-end Pro successors. This makes sense here. The exact new features of the updated Face ID weren't shared. In addition to assisting with AR, the new rear sensor would also boost portrait photos as it captures more depth information about its subjects. Time-of-flight cameras are already found on phones like Samsung Galaxy Note 10 and expected to appear on some variants of the Galaxy S20, Samsung's rumored to introduce on February. So, hey, here's what I need. I need an Android phone. And I don't want to spend the money to buy like this, the newest Samsung phone. So what's a good alternative? You know, what's a version or two back that's not going to kill me, that's on probably on the Samsung side? You know, I'm doing a bunch of stuff with Android right now and I need an Android phone. So let me know, please, what you're using out there and something that's a couple generations old, and I'll see about picking up one of those. China has lost 4 satellites into orbit with its second launch of 2020. So this is big. The Long March 2D rocket that took place at 10:53 a.m. local Wednesday at the Taiyuan Satellite Launch Center in northern China. Footage released by Chinese state news CCTV shows the exhaust patterns created by the hydrazine and nitrogen tetroxide propellant as the Long March 2D lifts off. And so anyway, it made orbit, but 4 satellites on board this specific launch. The Chinese are not wasting any time. It's been discovered that an asteroid has been found that orbits the sun closer than Venus. All right, let me read that again. Astronomers at Caltech's Zwicky Transient Facility have discovered an asteroid that orbits inside Venus. Though other asteroids have a portion of their orbit inside Venus, this is the first one with an orbit that is completely inside Venus's orbit. The new object is named 2020 AV2, and this is a member of a small class of asteroids called Eteris objects, with orbits inside Earth's. Okay, there are only 20 of them confirmed as of now. They're also called Interior Earth Objects, IEOs, because they orbit inside Earth. 2020 AV2 is the first Bateria asteroid, where the V stands for Venus. So astronomers get excited. The best and worst airlines in 2019 ranked. And I am not surprised about this. Number one, Delta. Number two, Alaska. Number three, Southwest. Number four, Allegiant. Number five, Spirit. Number six, JetBlue. Number seven, Frontier. Number eight, United. Number nine, American. Number eight, United, ranked second to last in two-hour tarmac delays and mishandled baggage. American, number nine, ranked the worst in canceled flights, two-hour tarmac delays, mishandled baggage, and involuntary bumping. Delta still did get the best ranking, even though they ranked in best on-time arrivals and the least number of canceled flights and least number of involuntary bumping. So, Alaska ranked the best in extreme delays. So they all took some heat here. It's interesting. Wow. Come on, United. I mean, just, you know, now I really fully understand why Delta is doing so well. All right, best noise-canceling headphones in 2020. There's a great list of them. And again, Bose, B-O-S-E, Bose headsets are not always the best. There's lots of great ones on the market today. So, you know, spend your money wisely. Link will be up in the show notes. Google Stadia plans to add over 120 games in 2020. Google's fleshing out the game streaming service after a pretty rocky start. But sometime in the next few months, desktop users will be able to stream games in 4K. And this raises the question of whether or not playing on higher specs caused more lag. It's possible that Google's been working to reduce latency, given it's a common complaint. So on the mobile front, Stadia will be rolling out support for more Android phones. Since launch, the only Android devices capable of running the app are the Google's own Pixel phones. There are plenty of other Android devices out there, so opening a platform to phones like the Samsung Galaxy could be a good way for Google to boost adoption. Any of you using the Google Stadia gaming platform? Getting ready to buy an Audi? Select Audi cars are getting unlimited LTE data thanks to Verizon. So, my car has AT&T in it, and I think it costs me, $249 a year to have my AT&T Wi-Fi connection in my car. But anyway, Audi and Verizon will partner to bring Verizon LTE's network to power Audi's in-car connectivity, including passenger Wi-Fi hotspots. This year, Audi hopes to launch A4 and A5 models with Verizon Unlimited data plans. Oh, how much are these going to cost? These packages start at an extra $28 a month, and the Plus package offers Wi-Fi connectivity is another $10. Oh, so it's not going to be cheap. AT&T is definitely cheaper than the Audi version. But if you can afford an Audi, you can afford the higher bandwidth cost or higher internet cost. So any of you like Ben & Jerry's ice cream? Well, there's a new one. There is a new ice cream flavor called Netflixed and Chilled. So it's got pretzel, peanut butter ice cream, and brownie bits make binge-worthy dessert. So let me say that again. Pretzels? Pretzels and ice cream? I don't like pretzels. Okay, I'll eat hard pretzels, but you know those soft pretzels? Ugh. I'm not a soft pretzel fan. So I'm assuming this is crunchy pretzels, peanut. Okay, why can't we just have peanut butter ice cream and brownie bits? That sounds good. So anyway, they got a non-dairy one as well. So don't worry for those of you out there that are lactose intolerant. So anyway, it's going to be in U.S. stores soon. So when you want to chill in Netflix and get Netflix and chilled ice cream. Comcast has settled lying allegations. That's another group of people. The cable providers, if their lips are moving, they're lying too. Comcast settles lying allegations, will issue refunds and cancel debts. 31,600 customers will get refunds or debt relief in a Minnesota settlement. This totals about $1.3 million in refunds, along with about $150,000 they have to pay the Minnesota Attorney General. So this is just about lying. Lying to customers about total cost. In addition to refunds, Comcast will wipe clean the debts of it for approximately 16,000 former customers that Comcast charged an early termination fee after they downgraded or canceled the service while they were locked into a contract. It will notify the credit bureaus that the debt was satisfied so that it no longer affects those customers' credit history. But you still take the hit. So people are going to get refunds between how much? $8,400 customers are going to get refunds of $80 each in addition because they did not receive Visa prepaid cards that were promised to them as part of their sign-up stuff. So there's instructions on how to get the refunds. So if you live in Minnesota, have a family member that lives in Minnesota, and is a Comcast customer, go out there and get that money. Congratulations to President. He signed the new trade deals and has staved off some impending tech tariffs. There's still tariffs on, and the thing is, he signed this phase one thing. As near as I can understand from what I have read, is none of the tariffs that are existing go off, but the ones that were supposed to come on December obviously are not, and new ones are put on hold till they get to phase two. And you hear two sides, oh, this was great, or this meant nothing. This was great, this meant nothing. Well, it got something done. We'll see if they can get phase two done. That's where I think the meat of the trade deal will come. Time will tell. So we will see. The FBI will brief state officials in future election hacks. The question is, weren't they doing this before? As the 2020 presidential election nears, FBI announced on Thursday it would start notifying states when local election systems are hacked in an effort to make elections more secure. Before, the Bureau would only notify the owners of the breached equipment of cyber attacks, well, that's smart, which were typically counties and local governments with less capacity to respond. The FBI's announcement comes after months of criticism from lawmakers and election officials who feared the agency was failing to brief states of possible threats. The Wall Street Journal reported Thursday in a call with reporters, an FBI official said the Bureau will not notify election technology vendors of breaches, but they will inform the cities, counties, and state. Okay. We've talked about voting machines a lot on this show, and still things haven't changed. Facebook has backed off a little bit to plaster ads all over WhatsApp. I don't know. Do you guys, any of you use WhatsApp? Well, anyway, if you use WhatsApp, they're still going to advertise on the status feature. So Facebook is backing away from these plans to sell ads, according to Wall Street Journal. Journalist Facebook will still ultimately aim to integrate ads into WhatsApp's status feature, but for now, the app will remain AIM-free. The company's desire to monetize WhatsApp, which was acquired for $22 billion in 2014, is part of what drove WhatsApp co-founder Jan Koum out of Facebook in 2018. His fellow co-founder Brian Acton left months earlier over similar clashes related to privacy and targeted advertising, and has been a vocal critic of Facebook's unchecked power before his departure. Privacy, privacy, privacy. When will consumers, and I'm going to be frank, wake the hell up and start demanding their local governments implement privacy laws, similar to maybe what California put in place, like CCPA? When are you all going to get fed up? Are you happy now of being tracked? Some of you are, because I talked to people. I said, oh, I did an Amazon search, and I was quite pleased that Amazon presented to me the same product for 5 days in a row. Or I bought a product, and I searched for it somewhere else, and I was still getting ads for the product. How many of you like this tracking? It's an integrated part of our lives now, right? Go to the grocery store, use a discount coupon card. They know everything you like. And they send you an email or a text whenever your favorite yogurt is on sale. Yes, they know what you eat. Do you think that data isn't making rounds to other folks like insurance companies and so forth? All right. If you are concerned about your privacy, start asking your state legislatures to start enacting some laws that will help protect you. This is interesting. This is a BBC article. I didn't see this anywhere in U.S. news. United States officials ground drones over espionage fears. So apparently the federal government and some agencies have said drones from China are grounded. You may not use those. The only place you can use them is in fighting fire and searching for people that are lost. That's the only two exceptions. So Chinese officials say this has no credibility. Many U.S. analysts agree. They doubt the Chinese government is using the drones to conduct massive surveillance, said David Fielder, an adjutant senior fellow at the Council of Foreign Relations. Of course, executives who work for DJI say their drones are trustworthy. Michael Oldenburg, a spokesperson for DJI Technologies, tell the BBC, there's no credible evidence to support a broad country of origin restriction on drone technology. But that is not what your federal government has done. And I'm going to tell you, there is something that has triggered this. They just don't ground drones. There has to be some, we will never hear about it, but there is something that has happened that has caused this. I'm just telling you. These types of decisions are not arbitrary. Some dude just doesn't say, ground the drones. They don't do that. They really, really do not. So Luminary, a company that I have been watching, it's a podcast subscription company. It's a premium subscription company where you have to, up until a few days ago, you had to pay like $8 a month to be a member, lowered their plans to $5. And the title is, The Troubled Service Has Been Around for Less Than a Year. And they've had to lower their price from, it's down to $5 from $8. Well, the company added a $35 annual plan. So this is what you get. There's a lot of free podcasts on there, but you have to, there's a few, 30 or 40 of them, that are pay only. And a lot of people pulled their shows from Luminary. I pulled mine. You will not find this show on Luminary. Although some of the things they've changed, I might consider being listed over there again. But anyway, any of you that listen to the show, I'm going to just go out on a limb. If you have a Luminary subscription and you're not a Geek News Central insider, I'm going to ask why. Why are you giving Luminary money when you could be giving this show a couple bucks a month? I really doubt there's any of you that are paying $5 a month to have a Luminary account. If you do, please tell me why. Do I have to go over there, put this thing behind a paywall to get your donation? I won't do that on you. All right. All right. Twitch has lost top streamers and impacts hours watched and streamed in Q4. So a lot of these Twitch streamers went to Mixer. So this has resulted in the lowest numbers I watch on the platform. 2,299.6 million in Q4. In Q3 2018 was 2,283.9 million, but they say that the number dropped in Q3 to Q4 by 9.8%. So that's a pretty big drop. You lose some of their top dogs over there. They needed to get their checkbook opened up a little wider, I think. Twitter has apologized for an error that allowed advertisers to target neo-Nazis. The first question is, who wants to target neo-Nazis on Twitter? Well, apparently, the BBC found that the company's ad platform could be gamed to target neo-Nazis, Islamophobes, and other hate groups. It published a report on Thursday. The BBC said it was able to use Twitter's advertising tools to broadly identify groups of people who may have been interested in topics like white supremacist, and then pay to advertise to them. And Twitter apologizes profusely, saying that this should not have been allowed and those groups to be found through some sort of keyword search, but apparently they did. Microsoft has announced they plan to be carbon negative by 2030. The company has aggressive plans to remove more carbon from the atmosphere than it creates. Congratulations to you over there at Microsoft. Good luck. The Googlers have disabled Izomi, the Izomi camera that was basically integrated after a Nest Hub showed random homes to the owners of those, not the owners of those cameras. So anyway, the Google Nest Hub wasn't displaying a camera feed from his own home. It was from someone else's. So Google has shut that down, not allowing those to be added until Izomi fixes their issue. NBC is their new streaming service, costs $10 for ad-free premium access. It launches April 15th for some Comcast customers, July 15th for everyone else. It's actually going to be called the Peacock Streaming Service. And like HBO Max, Disney Plus, Comcast, and NBC starts revealing details of its new streaming. So another $10. So another 10 bucks. Oh, if you want to get the Olympics, it's going to be another $5 if you're not a cable subscriber. Is there an ad-supported version of this? Let me look. Has a free version that is ad-supported with next-day access to some of its original new series from the broadcast. I don't even know what NBC has on the air anymore. Execs say they're limited to 5 minutes per hour of programming, plus full seasons of service originals, next-day access to current seasons of returning broadcast shows, early access to Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers' late-night show at 8 p.m. each night, Premier League soccer, Olympic streams, and more. Premium access costs $5 if you're not a cable subscriber with Comcast or Cox, while removing ads entirely costs another $5. So, you guys going to sign up for that? I'm not going to watch the Olympics. All right, back in Aloha Land, controversy over the Giant Telescope Royals Astronomy Conference in Hawaii. Boy, this has been going on for a while. Hawaiians have protested the construction of the 30-meter telescope, and they have done all kinds of protests up on Mauna Kea to stop the construction, and it's really brought things to a halt. But anyway, there was a big astronomy conference there, and a lot of discussion about it, and a lot of science being shared. But at the same time, some of the protesters actually got to speak and tell the astronomers why they didn't want to have that telescope build up there, even though there's a bunch already. So I don't know. I don't fully understand. I understand it, but you know, it's you know, when you get local Hawaiians and they get dug in on something, stand by. They don't. It's serious. They take their beliefs very, very seriously. Can't blame them. But boy, oh boy, don't know if that 30-meter telescope's going to get built. And when it goes and gets built somewhere else, then we'll see what happens. But Sierra Nevada says that they're eyeing a 2021 launch of the Dream Chaser space plane, and they hope to get it off the ground next year. So we'll see what happens. 2021's a long ways away. Bose headsets, they're closing down all of its U.S. and European stores. They say, hey, just everything has went online. We're going to close all our stores and just go exclusively online, and probably with some small kiosk or here or there. So, well, that's interesting. Elsewhere in the world, 130 stores will remain in Greater China and the United Arab Emirates, with a smattering of other locations in India, Southeast Asia, and South Korea. They haven't revealed how many employees will be laid off, but we know that the Bose products, which I'm a big fan of, to be honest with you. I'm a big fan of their speakers and so forth. Even though there's lots of competing products out there, their stores are closing. If you want to watch the Super Bowl without cable, I've got a good article on it from the Tech Hive. It tells you how to do that. It's not going to be easy in every place that you are. There's a few services you're going to be able to get it on, and I'll have the link up in the show notes, all right? Had to laugh. My son told me today, hey, Dad, can I, he's into UFC now. And he says, me and my friends are going to watch a UFC fight at the house. Can I use your credit card? And I'm like, how are you going to pay me? How are you going to pay me for that UFC fight? Well, we'll give the money to Mom. I'm like, use your mother's credit card. But anyway, I had to laugh. He was asking, but him and his friends are going to be watching a UFC flight. So I'll try to find a bar to go watch the fight in. But I don't know if there'll be any in Southern Michigan that'll be having it out or not. All right, there's a new startup that wants to put a tiny display of an in-ear contact lens. MojoVision promises a 14,000 PPI display on your eye. So they're trying to build the world's first true smart contact lens. putting a screen right against your eye that can enhance your vision of the world. The startup Mojo Vision showed off a very early prototype in meetings at CES last week, is now ready to start talking about the product's development. Mojo Vision hopes to create a smart contact lens that can assist people with low vision by displaying enhanced overlays of the world, sharpening details, or zooming to help them see. So we'll see. This is a prototype and a long ways away from production, and it's a big ugly honker now, so wait till you see it in the show notes. Twitter CEO is shutting down the idea of an edit button. Well, I just continue to hit delete when I make a mistake. And yes, I wish we did have an edit button, but let's just go, you know, and I just delete stuff I make a mistake on. And of course, I know the Internet Archive and all that grabs it, and people are looking for people making tweets and deleting them and so forth. But most of mine are just spelling errors. And but do the Internet Archive, and also people are quick to save tweets, especially if there's someone important. There's really no way of completely erasing your tweets once it's been posted. Again, unless no one's really watching you. Apple AirPods reportedly accounted for 71% of the true wireless headphone revenue in 2019. That is, you just see it on the street. You just see everyone's, when I was at CES, everyone had an earbud in. I'm like, I have an earbud when I'm on the phone. I don't listen to a lot of music or podcasts when I'm walking around. But man, everyone had an earbud in their ear. It was really, really, truly incredible how many people, dozens and dozens. It was amazing. It really was. Wikipedia comes back online in Turkey after a multi-year ban. The highest court in the country said the ban was for a violation of free speech. And this has been restored again after a nearly three-year ban. So anyway, Turkey gets access to Wikipedia. There's a new Star Trek-inspired medical bed that could make x-rays more affordable. Nanox digital x-ray tech is far less expensive than conventional scans. X-ray scans are unavailable for most people on Earth. Two-thirds of them, according to a 2012 WHO data, in part due to the sheer cost of the machines. The superheated filament in the conventional x-ray machines requires so much energy and heat that it costs millions of dollars just to keep the patient safe. Nanox might have a way to make those scans widely available, though. It's introducing the NanoX Arc, an x-ray machine that looks like a Star Trek biobed and promises lower the cost to low five-digit figures. Where familiar x-ray techniques are effectively analog and involve bulking arrays of rotating tubes, Nanox is using a digital system that's much cooler and can get away with the stationary tubes that are much smaller and cheaper. The only thing that needs to move is the gantry holding the x-ray rings as it scans different parts of your body. So we'll see about this, but this is what they're producing. They put together a video on that. Link will be up in the show notes. For those of you that live in Scotland, Scottish police have bought a fleet of devices for smartphone data mining. The new cyber kiosks are designed to minimize intrusion on public lives. So police in Scotland are getting ready to roll out a fleet of cyber kiosks that will allow them to mine data from your mobile devices. The kiosk PC-sized machines have been designed to help investigations progress faster. At the moment, devices can be taken from witnesses, victims and suspects for months at a time, and even if they contain no worthwhile evidence, according to Police Scotland, the kiosk will enable officers to quickly scan a device for evidence, and if the relevant information is found, the device will be sent on for further investigation. If not, it can return to its owner straight away. Huh. Isn't that interesting? You can now use your iPhone as a Google security key for 2FA. Google Smart Lock for iOS has been updated to version 1.6. So basically, it means you can now use your iPhone as a Google security key. So for those of you that are interested. And finally, if you don't have a digital meter for your tires, which a lot of cars still don't, there's a new tire pressure gauge, $7, digital monitor. You just hit it and it gives you the PSI. You don't have to worry about that little button that slides up and down. And again, $7. Link will be up in the show notes. All right, going to get out of here. Again, relatively short show today, not like the last one where we almost went a whole hour. And if you've been watching on Facebook, make sure you say hello. Hello, hello, hello. And definitely, if you are a listener of this podcast and you have been listening for a while, and I've provided any value whatsoever to you, we hope that you'll consider becoming an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Get started supporting the show as low as $2 a month. 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, or 25. We do appreciate all of you that have stepped up and contributing to the show and are insiders and part of our insider program. And again, make sure you track your own accounting, and when you reach $1,000 in contributions, please let me know. We'll have a nice gift for you. But again, thank you so much for your ongoing support. And of course, we want to thank those of you that are supporting our sponsor as well, GoDaddy. It's definitely the folks out there that are doing that. I really, really appreciate with the cross promotion and telling your friends and families about the GoDaddy products and services and my promo codes. It's greatly appreciated. Keep your emails coming to geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Back to Michigan. Hopefully the weather will hold until I get up there. But if not, find myself a place to bundle up. All right, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. We'll see you next time or next Monday on the Geek News Central podcast from the studio in Michigan. Everyone, take care. We'll see you. Bye-bye.